The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, who's asking a question to which I think the answer is an emphatic yes. Could defeat for Islamic State in Syria and Iraq mean battles elsewhere? And that's the issue. Different tactics. Get in a car and drive it into people, Adam.
Yes, and certainly it's a fear about more of those sorts of things, or more ad hoc attacks anyway. And as you're saying, IS appears to be close to defeat in Iraq, and they're certainly on the back foot in Syria, prompting predictions that more jihadists will head home. I suppose Australians to Australia, Brits to Britain, and so forth. And a former Scotland Yard commander, Tony Long, says that, remember, we're talking about well-trained, highly motivated, deadly urban street fighters coming back to the UK potentially. I mean, if caught, of course, they go straight to prison. This happened with a guy called Imran Khawaja, got 12 years in prison. But the current estimate is that there are 400 former Islamic State extremists already in the UK. Now, some have become peaceful, family-orientated, de-brainwashed. But what about the ones who aren't?
Yep.
And that's the concern.
Absolutely. This is an interesting story about the war crime release.
Yeah, a Royal Marine, he was jailed for killing a wounded Taliban fighter in Afghanistan, and famously was recorded on a colleague's head cam, which is why we know about all this stuff. But he's going to be freed now within a few weeks, a guy called Sergeant Alexander Blackman. He served 4 years for murder, but crucially, that conviction has been reduced to manslaughter on the basis of diminished responsibility. And there's been a very high-profile campaign to free him as well. The author Frederick Forsyth was involved. And his wife says she's overjoyed that he will soon be released. But the controversy is that because in the war he was found to have done a bad thing, that he broke the Geneva Convention, nobody disputes that, but he did it while stressed and changed by the horrors of war. And you kind of want, does that not apply to all soldiers in battle? Could all soldiers in battle be excused bad deeds in the future? I would think not, but nonetheless, it's an interesting precedent.
Absolutely, and well expressed and explained by Adam Gilchrist in London.